Well, I find it like there's so many things that indicate to me that the Israelis and the West overall have nothing left but propaganda. They have no weapons left but propaganda against BRICS. That's all they've got left. And they're relying on, and their main soldiers who are carrying that weapon are social media people on Twitter, on X, primarily X, and then these certain sort of lefty-ish liberal type people who are quasi anti-imperialists, like the Hinkle, whatever his name is, Jackson Hinkle, and Scott Ritter, and these types, who their main thing is always bigging up Iran and the so-called axis of resistance. But all the time they're actually trying to start problems. They're trying to start problems. They're trying to incite hatred against Saudi Arabia and the UAE and the Arabs generally, say that the Arabs are doing nothing. Only Iran is the only one doing something. And then they're trying to make problems between India and BRICS. And all they're trying to do is cause division within BRICS, because that's their only hope. If they can break up Arab solidarity, which has completely stymied all of their efforts, all of their plans for Palestine and Gaza, for Israel, everything that they've tried to do and wanted to do, what their agenda was in early October, has been completely frustrated by Arab solidarity that's backed by BRICS. Arab solidarity within the context of BRICS, which means Russia and China. And Russia and China are on board with the same thing. So the only thing that America and the West and the Zionists have left is propaganda to try to start problems between the BRICS nations. So like this thing that happened now, that apparently it is now confirmed that the president of Iran, Ibrahim Raisi, is dead in a helicopter crash. We have no idea what caused the crash. It's entirely plausible and feasible that it was just bad weather. It's a very rough terrain and in foggy, difficult weather. It's not unbelievable that the helicopter could just crash on its own. But we were seeing people, before they even found the crash, before they even confirmed that it was a crash and not a hard landing, people had already decided that it crashed, that he died, that it was an assassination carried out by Israel. And then they added to that a new element to the story, which was that India was somehow involved, that India somehow was involved in assassinating the Iranian president, and that then there was a raid on the Indian embassy in Tehran, and so on. And all of this is conjecture, and it's not even actually rising to the level of conjecture, because it's not based on any facts whatsoever. It's not like you're taking some facts and then conjecturing about the facts. You're just making stuff up. The thing that was tweeted out about the raid on the Indian embassy in Tehran used as evidence of that a picture from June 2021 that was a military exercise by special forces in Berlin. Has nothing to do with what you said. This is not a picture from a raid being carried out. None of that is confirmed. None of that is even likely. The relations actually between Iran and India are quite good. They just signed a 10-year investment deal for India to help with the building of a port and the updating and refurbishing or whatever of a port in Iran. They have good relations. India has been actually on board with the whole BRICS program. They haven't been the odd man out. They haven't been the spoiler that everyone thought they would be, or that the Muslims anyway thought that they would be. Because all of these stories are based on presumptions that people have, assumptions that people have, biases that people have, which they think are the same things as facts. They think it's the same thing as information. Therefore, my own biases, my own assumptions or whatever are sufficient to inform me about why anything happens in the world, even though none of it is backed by factual information. And if you put together in that stew of your presumptions and your assumptions and your biases and your bigotries and your prejudices and your preconceived notions, if you put in there also facts, then all of your own ingredients will melt away. It'll all be dissolved by the facts. Like it's a bucket of ice is all of your presumptions and your preconceived notions, and then you pour in the hot water of facts, and there's nothing left but the facts. But you're not interested in that. You just want to have you want the world to be the way you want the world to be. So you want, for example, a war, a region-wide war. You want Raisi to have been assassinated, and you want Iran to now retaliate full-scale war against Israel for all of that. But the bad news for you is that governments don't make decisions based on your tweets. Your tweets are not regarded as actionable intelligence for government for governments around the world. So you're only talking to each other. You're having no impact. So, but that's the good news of that is that that's the only weapon that the West and the Zionists have left is you, incompetent, ineffective, uninfluential, people on X and Facebook and wherever else just talking to each other. But nobody believes you. People will spread all of that because it's entertainment. It's entertainment. These are this is all being spread by people and being believed by people who don't actually have any interest in international affairs. They don't actually have any interest in it at all. They're only talking about it because there's no football game last night for them to talk about. Okay. Did you have something to say?
No. Just the fact that he has died.
He's died and he's been replaced by the vice president.
Exactly. It's not like some huge, like, oh, well, he died. I knew it 3 hours ago.
It would That's be, not yeah, you didn't, yeah, you don't get any points for that.
Yeah.
You don't get any special points. Even if you're accidentally right, your process is wrong.
Yeah.
So even your conclusion is still wrong because you based it on no logical, rational, informed, intelligent, critical thinking process.
Correct. This is what we mean. Like, what does the death of,
well, I mean, the death of Raisi means that he'll be replaced by the vice president. That's all it means. And the vice president, as far as I know, will just continue through whatever the term was for Raisi. That's it. Now, if it was proved to be an actual assassination, that's a whole other story. But it is entirely too early for anyone to even begin speculating about something like that. But they were ready to speculate about it before you even confirmed that the helicopter crashed, which just shows you're not a serious person and no one should take you seriously.
Yeah.
And if you're following someone who was saying that in the wee hours of the morning, you should unfollow them. And if they had any shame or any dignity or any self-respect, they would just close their accounts or just start tweeting about anime instead of trying to talk about geopolitics.